Hey, After Buzzers, before we move on, we would like to say thanks to our sponsor, Anchor. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free, plus there's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or computer. Also, Anchor will distribute your podcast for you, so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and many more. Plus, you can make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. And it's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started.
What's up, everybody? It is another episode of Love and Hip Hop. Quite an emotional episode. We're going to talk about it. Let's get it.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
And trap.
Go from things to the most episode into trap. Super trap. I came up from my department where they trigger heavy. Bought my bitch a brand new Rolex and she still ain't heavy. Yeah, I was gonna say, where's our trap? Where's our trap lights?
DJ, DJ in the joint.
Trizzy,
Trizzy,
let's just first and foremost, I want to shout out Trinae and her baby heads. The baby heads.
They are lit on set,
honey.
Fleek.
Today.
Do they still say that?
Baby ears
on. Baby ears on fleek. Yeah, we try.
We be having that little gel.
Yeah.
That little gel.
Y'all remember the Stay Soft Fro? Hey, y'all remember the Stay Soft Fro? Or is I'm dating myself? Never mind. Ladies and gentlemen, Love and Hip Hop. Somebody knows the Stay Soft Fro.
You said Stay Soft.
Say, shout out if you don't remember Stay Soft Fro. There's some people out there.
Let your soul
glow. That's what I thought he was going to say. I was ready for the soul.
No, but the Stay Soft Fro, it helps you, like, comb your hair, like, when you.
I ain't had that shit.
Okay.
Now, if you would have said some Murray's hair cream, I would have been with you on that.
Okay, Murray's was like right after. Like Duke. Remember Duke, the Duke?
Nah.
Oh, man.
I'm trying to be here for you.
I know. It's okay.
You know Murray's hair. You don't know Murray's hair cream?
It didn't work.
But you know Murray's hair cream, bro.
Yeah.
Can we introduce the show, please?
Yeah.
What show?
I just want everybody to know.
I thought we was here just talking shit.
Hey.
Hey.
If you remember the Stay Soft Fro comment, please, because I know I'm not by myself.
We need some help.
Exactly.
No,
ladies and gentlemen, it's your boy Lim Gonzalez here, a.k.a. Stay Soft Fro Master,
like
back in the day. I'm not going to take my hat off because I don't need it anymore, obviously. You can find me at The Poet Saint all day, every day. You can also check out my website, stayonthemic.com. Next to me is Trizzy, a.k.a. Trinae Todd. What up?
Hey, guys. You know, you can find me on Twitter and Instagram. At your girl
Trinae. At your girl Trinae. Speaking of your girl Trinae, she got other girls that she's not like letting anybody know about.
She ain't trying to put her host on.
You know what I'm saying? But you know, we got the twins over here. No. The turnt up twins.
We don't look nothing alike.
The turnt up twins.
Just because we're both black, we don't look alike.
That's exactly why you look alike. Come on, man.
That's the most racist thing I've heard you say. All right.
The black guy to the left.
Who's left? Right. Yeah.
My left.
Oh, we're both here. Right?
I guess he's just having a bad day.
Khalil Boo Boo.
Khalil Boo Boo here. Super Trapper. Your baby mommy fuck me better when the rent's due. Find me on Twitter and Instagram at Khalil Boo Boo.
Yeah. And be our dad extraordinaire, Jimmy V.
Okay.
Wait, what is that?
Okay.
What is this doing? It's because it's Celtics won? Is that what it is?
Michelle.
Hey.
What's up? This is your boy, Jimmy V. Be your own dad at blogspot.com. Go check out the blog. You just might like it.
Just might like it.
You just made his night with that. Round of applause.
Shout out to Michelle. She says, Stay Soft Row, ? Lim, you are definitely by yourself.
What?
God,
that's just one person. There's going to be more.
Just on.
There's going to be more. Somebody's going to know Stay Soft Row. I promise. But yeah, we're going to get into this episode. Shout out to our engineer, Steven.
Back in the building.
In the booth. Yeah. We loved him so much. Everybody gave him shout outs and all that stuff. So we had to bring him back, you know, because he does what he does very well. Emotional episode, I think, overall.
For who?
I said that, what?
You know what, though? Speaking of emotion, let me tell y'all. Like, y'all don't get to see us actually watch the show. Mm-hmm. Watching Trinae's reaction to the episode, like, Trinae be, like, so into it. Trinae be, like, when they was doing that little Waiting to Exhale bonfire shit. Trinae was in there like,
yes! Yes!
Yes, queen!
Throw that into the queen. Fire! Throw it!
What did she throw? Yes, queen!
Yes!
Like, the best is when she don't say nothing and she just...
Ladies, you guys film me at home.
She does do that. That's so funny you said that because she was doing it super.
She do it
because it was like an emotional episode. She was doing it a lot.
What does that box mean?
Yeah.
Empty. Oh my gosh. Yes.
That's
how
I
feel.
Okay.
Oh man. But it was like for Love and Hip Hop for this franchise. This was, I think, an emotional episode. Would you agree?
It was empowering.
I mean, there was a lot. I mean, you look at the Tommy situation with her mom.
It was real.
That was big.
And that was a real moment, too.
That was real. That was super real. So super real. I feel like, and you know, guys, I've said this before, I feel like Tommy's the realest, you know, woman on the show.
Yeah.
So her with her mom, I think that was real. The Waiting to Exhale moment at the end, the bonfire, all that kind of stuff. I think that there were some moments of realness as well. You know, they're, you know, bonding on that level. You know, talking about, you know, their history and the things that they've dealt with. There was a lot. Even, I mean, Rashida, you know, and what she was talking to her mom about the whole Kirk situation. Freaking Carly Red, you know, she turned into a raccoon.
Red.
But, you know, with the makeup situation.
She ain't like that.
That was cool.
It was. She looked like a mime after she was done. But she was crying. She was a mime. I feel like there was a lot of emotion.
Like, even the part where she was crying, that just shows that she really, I think she may be in love with Jock, or maybe
you
she
think
just.
So?
No.
She just has expectations for the men that she does date, and they break her heart, and they continue to embarrass her and play her for a fool. She can't help but to allow a man to see you like tears and all mascara running, usually you really feel some type of way, and if you know what I mean.
So you think she's in love with him?
I think that she has some love for him, and you know, adding in the sleeping together, the emotions, and him just going around the A, not caring about her feelings, it may have really hurt her. It hurt her.
She's addicted to what's addicted.
No.
That's what it
that's
is.
That's not what it is.
Yes.
That is so terrible. Yeah, that is not
truth,
what it is.
It's the truth.
Y'all mad at me, but it's the truth.
No.
I mean.
He probably got a sausage-sized penis. His stomach.
Listen, I ain't talking about all that. All I can say is
he probably ain't
bitches,
even.
Okay, that's
he
all
probably
that I
ain't
can say.
Even. I don't even think it's that. She probably thought that it was really gonna go somewhere this time. They've been communicating a lot. They've been being open and honest, and he just slid and did a whole bunch of stuff behind her back without even keeping it real.
But even he said he didn't even sleep with Tommy. So what did he do behind her back?
Hung out with Tommy.
Tommy was making Carly Red jealous, which I think is ignorant.
And he knew
about it the whole time. And he manned up to it, too.
Yeah, I think it was ignorant. I mean, it's like, come on, these are adults. Why would you try to get, I'm going to get at your man because you got it.
A little high school.
Very petty.
Very
childish. Very much so. But I don't think that, I think when it comes to them two, I mean, she's obviously been with him, then she wasn't with him, she's with him again. I mean, the first part of the first episode that we watched this season was her chomping around in them shoes over to his treehouse in the woods. And so, I mean, I think that she does care for her. I don't know if it's love, though.
Yeah.
Because we see in the very next episode, she's with Caesar from Black Ink.
What?
She's trying to find her
man.
Place.
She's like,
trying to find her
You know
place.
What I'm saying?
And I think she's just moving too fast. Mm-hmm. I think...
We all trying to
find Even out, though she know? Said, guys, I'm tired of being alone. I take 4 or 5 shots just to go to bed. That is a sad moment. But at the same time, you can't jump from relationship to relationship without healing from the last one, because you're just bringing that same old baggage that you just had, and it's on to the new person.
Mm-hmm, that's true. And then also Jock was saying that we're not even exclusive, and that's the thing. That's why, you know, we have to be careful about for men getting in bed with women and bedding them and things like that. It doesn't matter anything.
Let's flip the script too now.
Women
getting in bed with men too.
Getting men and things like that, and they think it's gonna go somewhere. The guy might be like, "No, look, I'm not looking for no relationship right now, but we could." take it slow and see where it goes. It gives the female hope. And, you know, then when things don't go the way that she planned them to, then it ends up being all on her and her emotions. Because guys can literally just pick up and dip, and it means nothing to them. Thank you.
Now, do you think in her situation, I feel like she is the type of person that wears a heart on her sleeve. I think she also is.
I would agree with that.
She's definitely that. She also is very messy. She gets in everyone's business. Mm-hmm. And I think when it comes to, and this is just my little personal opinion, I think that when it comes to the people that she's involves herself with, I think it's very hard for them to take her seriously.
Definitely.
Because of what they've seen of her. I mean, even when the bonfire, she was talking about, you know, she went all the way back to, what's old boy with no neck? Benzino. So she was talking about Benzino when he fake proposed to her. Mm-hmm. And then when Life fake proposed to her also.
Damn.
And then, yeah, exactly. She's been through it. And then with Jock, who she really digs, and he's kind of like, I'm good. You know what I'm saying? Like, keep you out of this. I like smashing. But I'm, like, not trying to be in a relationship with you. And then all the other filler ones that we've seen throughout, you know what I'm saying? And now Caesar, you know, that's coming up. It's just, you know, I think a guy can look at that and be like, I'm not going to take you to be in a relationship.
Maybe you shouldn't sleep with your coworkers. Is that what you're saying?
That's tough, too.
They all work together on the show.
I mean, yeah. But well. I think you can't judge a person off their past relationship. I think that's one true. Thing. So to say based on her track record,
please don't judge me.
You can't say, you know, oh, we're going to go south just based on what you've done. But I can say the way you act and the way you hold yourself in public, I do take that into consideration as to if I was with her, oh, she's going to act this way if we're out in public too. So
well, and then that's the thing. It's like there's other people that are similar to Carly in real life that have, you know, been through the same things.
Fake but hers, too.
Well, I don't know about fake proposals, but hers is in the public eye.
Yeah,
you know, hers different. Is very much in the public eye, so people already know what's up. They're like, mm-hmm. Oh, Carly Red, I know what's up.
But Jock, I feel like he's a joke too, because he's kicks very much and of a
joke. Jock got jokes.
This dude was getting his perm laid in the next. Come on, man. Like, really?
You can't take him seriously. You must have to know. I mean, when they were in a relationship and then he went ahead and had messed around with his real estate agent who then brought in to the whole mix. He's just not somebody that she should be dealing with. She could do much better than Young Jock.
On top of, he has how many baby mamas?
She has two businesses now.
Yeah.
Mercy. The grand reopening. Oh, I mean, the grand opening.
You're talking about Carly?
Two locations, yeah.
You know, two locations. Alferta, ATL, you know, Alferta. I've been to Alferta before. You know? Yeah. Atlantic Station. Shout out to Atlantic Station.
Oh, you've been to her store?
No, I never been to her store, but I've been to Atlanta. So,
shout out to the train station.
I've been to Georgia.
That's exactly what she said.
I thought you went to the store.
I've never been to your store, but shout out. But I have been to Atlanta County, so shout out to you.
I've been to Georgia, so shout out to Georgia.
But, you know,
I was on I-95 going south.
Right.
It's Alferta, viewers. It's Alferta. Kind of like where Lenox is, like, I don't really remember. Is Alferta in the nice area of Atlanta, or is it kind of like in the...
Depends what you consider nice.
You know.
That's true.
Because Lenox Mall is like where all of the...
That's where everybody
rappers
goes.
And right, basketball right. players
I've
go.
Been to Lenox. I've been to Lenox
Valet. Mall. You get to valet your car when you get to the mall. So talk to me. You know, let's talk about that.
I mean, like, wait. Like, hold on.
Girl,
I come open your door for you.
I don't even have to park my car.
You know what I'm saying?
Let me tell y'all, I've never seen that like that
they
before.
They wash it for you. If you inside the store, I'll watch it.
You lit up. I'm you like, that,
you
man.
Act like you don't live in L.A. where that's like on every
like,
corner.
This is so
like,
nice.
You can go to any mall in L.A. and have that done.
They like, got glass you doors.
You gonna park my car for me?
You okay, walk look. In and it opens all the way for you. You don't even have to touch the door.
Let me tell you, that brick in the passenger seat, that's to park it. When you park, you put the brick under the tire.
Yo, you act like you straight,
it
like
was
don't
nice.
Live in L.A.
It was before I moved to L.A., so of course, it was very much so like, Whoa, this is cool.
Okay. You got ballets in Sacramento?
I was going to say, you live from Sacramento.
Yeah.
You act like you from, like, Kentucky somewhere. Right. Like,
you act like you from where
Idaho
I'm from.
Or
no,
something.
But they don't have that kind of stuff in Sacramento.
Girl,
no,
don't hate. First of all, you ain't finna.
Aren't you guys both?
Exactly. And
we'll talk about that later. And viewers, okay. My Sacktown viewers.
My Sacktown viewers, she's tripping. Get on her. Get on her right now. Don't be playing Sacramento like that, like we country or something. No. Sacramento's the capital of California.
I've been to Sacramento.
Come on. Sacramento's a capital. I'm not saying it ain't LA, but it ain't.
Well,
where
maybe
you
outside,
talking about.
Maybe Rosemont, maybe Roseville.
Okay, stop. We're going to get off that. We're going to get off that. You're taking it way too far. Can we talk about Jocelyn Snapback? She went all the way in. She's like, I got my snapback. And she had to show off her girls, Diamond Melissa.
I feel like.
Oh, I thought you were talking about Booby One and
Booby
Two.
I did too. I was like, he came with the name.
Show off her girls. Yeah.
Remember that shot where she had the joints?
She just got done being pregnant too, so they extra big too.
Right.
Now.
I thought she was at home. And I was like, true.
Oh, when she
and
was
then
walking.
Then the girl came up and like served her a banana, and I was like,
right. And she started.
Oh, but she walked out like that,
giving stuff to banana. It looked like
giving stuff to.
She was like, "Hey, Stevie."
No, she was. I mean, she looked good for just being. Well, we don't know how long it had been at that point. Obviously,
either
still
way.
Recent.
Either way,
but she looked good. And she talked about being on the reel. Shout out. We got that clip up, Seaman. We can show her.
Which we do have a clip for you guys of her appearing on
the reel real quick. Right.
For gay pride, they was ready to see me.
Okay.
I've been missing in action. I've been pregnant. But yeah, I went back to work. I'm working with On Star. It's a new show produced by Lee Daniels.
Yeah.
And everybody knows he produced the other show, Empire. And so, it's amazing working with him. I just finished executive producing the delivery of my daughter Bonnie. So you will get to see that on April.
Oh, that's a VH1. That's a
you will get to see Miss Bonnie being born on VH1 April.
She produced that.
I'm filming for Love and Hip Hop. So,
she sounds like she's from California, and I will tell you guys exactly why. All right. Yeah. If you ever meet anybody from California and they just got in the entertainment, they'll be like, yo, I just did this. I just did this. Blah, blah, blah. They list off everything they've done trying to get on. I get you're on the rail, expose yourself, all that stuff. But she's just going through everything that she's
every
doing.
Listing.
Yeah. I thought she was like, I just executive produced the birth of my. I was like,
I thought she was going to say a show or like a movie.
That's what we
going
to call it?
Right.
Hey,
giving
she
birth
has a lot
is
of creative direction. She wanted to put her own
spin. I cannot. That was her. That was she. Make sure you get the close up on that. That's not even. That's a director's job. She was the producer. Like she just.
She wrote it up.
Wrote it up.
Put everything in check.
And
had
made
the timelines
sure
lined.
All
know?
Good. Okay. So, okay. So,
amazing.
So Jocelyn's doing big things. But yeah, that was back from January when she was on the rail while they were obviously still filming Love and Hip Hop and all of that. So do you think that, I know this is kind of a recurring theme with Jocelyn, and we do see kind of when she's talking to Carly, and it doesn't seem like she's any different, but do you think that the baby has changed her? It's still kind of new.
It's okay. There's some people that can attest that their mama's just going to be crazy.
Yeah.
It's just, it don't matter if she got a kid or not. She's going to be crazy.
I think she was changed when the baby was in her. I think that's the most change we've seen.
When she was pregnant.
Once that baby hopped out, I'm back to the same old
She's
me.
She's like, I got my snap back.
Right.
I'm good.
She's still
going.
I'm good.
Still
I'm the realest bitch.
That her and Carly, I don't know. That's what I'm saying. Like, that's why I look at this show and I'm just like, yo, for real? Like, when they were talking and they're literally, first of all, what's her name? She gets on my nerves. Melissa. Because she's in everything. She's trying to bring
the
peace.
She's a facilitator.
She's a facilitator of the drama, though. Like, she acts like she's trying to do something good and it just stirs up. And I feel like that's her placement on the show. Like, there's nothing else to tie her to anything.
She's always setting a meeting.
She's always setting meetings for everybody. Yeah.
She should be Jocelyn's assistant.
I want my friends to be friends.
Right. But she's always setting up. And she swears she's been friends with all these people for all this time. And we're just now seeing her. So it's just like, come on, stop. But she facilitates, this meeting. Kind of at the end of the episode between her and Carly, and of course, you know, we know that there's been beef between Jocelyn and Carly. And I don't know if she's thinking, like, Jocelyn's a new woman, because remember when she was, Jocelyn was doing the video when she was still pregnant, she was trying to get all the ladies. Of course, they were all like, no. The only one showed up was Dime. Oh, yeah, and then some other people came later.
Once again, this episode proved my point. Only time Dime shows up in the scene is when Jocelyn is in it.
That's true. That's true.
Once again.
Well, that's the only person she's connected to now. Yeah. That's the only person she. I mean, there's some people on this season that they have to get on with someone else, and that's the only way they get on. And so, but seeing Jocelyn, Carly go at it like they did, it was just like, yo, like really, like it just shows like these are grown women. And you, I mean, you've been through this already. Like, shame. Why can't you just, like, let it go? Like, okay, let's just let it be what it be.
No, they don't need to be friends.
No, I'm not saying they need to be friends. Carly saying, like...
Carly was like, I've been nothing but loyal to Jocelyn. Really, Carly? No, you haven't. And Jocelyn hasn't been all that great to Carly either. They just, you can't force people to be friends.
No, I agree with that.
I think that's a very true statement.
Best, you know, that she just let that go. Let them just... What do they need to be friends for?
Jocelyn seems like she's over at that age.
Exactly. You know,
you don't need to be friends with everybody.
Y'all got kids mother now. Yeah,
right. Everybody so does. Everybody
forcing
does.
Forcing friendships.
And then we see, like, in the previews for Next House, she's just crying and all that kind of stuff. And I just didn't do it. And it's like, why are you even tripping off of Jocelyn?
Putting too much energy and emotion into
it.
We because, could be cordial.
Yeah. She didn't need to take that meeting. Yeah, of course, you know, Melissa or whatever facilitated it. She didn't have to go to that.
Right.
But she chose to do so. And it's just like, what did you think it was going to accomplish? Like, I feel like no one has really changed. I think they're evolving as characters, but they're still the same. If there's beef, there's beef. And that's the end of the story. So if you try to put them together, it's just going to be nothing more than beef.
And then, too, Jocelyn throws so much insults and shade towards Carly.
Right.
And she continues to accept it. It's like, just get out of that.
I think she accepts it, but more so puts up with it. Yeah. So I guess that is acceptance. There you go.
Well, Jocelyn's kind of abusive, like, and
Jocelyn goes for the juggler.
She goes for the juggler.
I was going to save a couple of these quotables, but one of them was like, you're the mouth of the South both ways. It's like, that's a shot. Yeah. That's a damn.
Yeah, that was for real.
And that was just one of them in that scene.
You like, just one.
Like, jeez.
No, she goes for the juggler. I mean, she doesn't. And I feel like with Jocelyn, it's like, I think she's had, I'm not excusing, but I think she's had this hard life. It's like Tommy. You know, Tommy's the same way. And we see, speaking of Tommy, we see when she interacts with her mother. That was a heavy scene. For
it
me,
was.
That was a heavy scene. We see her interact with her mom.
It was for Trinae too.
But I just wanted to leave before we go on to this. I just wanted to say that Jocelyn also is always brought up in every conversation. Jocelyn never gets a chance to like represent herself. She's always being spoken about in every conversation. So I wouldn't be Carly's friend just for the simple fact that Jocelyn's business is always out for everyone to know.
Jocelyn's is.
Mm-hmm.
But do you think that's something that she puts out there? Or do you think that other people are stirring up the pot?
I think that she needs to be the kind of person that doesn't tell her business to everyone. Like, she's like the type to, you know, want to brag and things like that. And then Carly is the type of person that's like, girl, let me tell you, I got some news. Or, you know, it's like they both kind of have like that egotistic situation where they both want to be like the top notch person, so they'll knock each other down for those.
But don't you think that Jocelyn kind of? I mean, I feel like Jocelyn is not innocent by any means. Like, I feel like she gossips. Maybe she doesn't gossip as much, but she still gossips. She just doesn't have any friends anymore. That's the thing with Jocelyn. She's got friends and she talks, and then she burns bridges. And now all she got is Dime. That's her only girl. And the other girl, Lovely Mimi, who we're not seeing a lot of anymore. But, and Melissa. Oh, well, yeah. Melissa's everybody's friend.
That's everybody's friend.
She's the facilitator, again. But, no, I think what I was comparing with her and Tommy is the fact that they've had this hard life, hard existence.
Mm-hmm.
And it's hard for them to kind of get past that. And maybe with Jocelyn, you know, the thought was, oh, she's going to have a baby. She's going to be different. And then, like you said, Jimmy was saying, now the baby is out, and now she's back to being her old self.
Mm-hmm.
So unless you kind of mend that situation, it's going to continue being a problem.
Right.
Do you think that jumping over to Tommy and her mother, Samantha, What do you think about that scene with them two?
I mean, that was just one of those. I thought it kind of hit home with me where Tom explained how the mom sent her to juvie at age 14. Mm-hmm. And then I guess the mom had a choice to either send her or not, and she obviously decided to, right, hoping it would teach her a lesson. But ultimately, it started a trend that Tommy said, ever since then, I've been to jail every year after that. So, damn, with that said,
wow,
if
that's heavy.
What if she never did send? Yeah. What if she did never send her to jail? Could she have been worse? Would her attitude have switched up or not?
Who she knows? She could have put her in. But, you know, maybe she could have put her in anger management or gotten some sort of therapy because, you know, this whole situation is sad in the fact.
Don't do therapy.
Yeah, this whole situation is sad in the fact because she had her when she was 17.
They talk to God,
and, you know, there's just a lot of friction there because addiction does bring in a lot of, you know, resentment, especially when the mom, or, you know, the parent is the one that's doing the drugs or the alcohol. Mm-hmm. It really does have an effect on the child. And even growing up, she probably didn't have her mom around when she needed her, you know, maybe there for her when she need, like, prom or, you know, when she's getting ready to have kids. Like, it's a lot of things. And I think that in order for this situation to be, like, cleared and for Tommy to see some changes from her mom needs to get clean. That's the only way. That's the new beginning of the relationship. Otherwise, it's just going to be, like, continuously talk of Tommy's mom saying, I'm going to, you know, it's always going to be an ongoing cycle. Like, you know, she was saying, a generational curse. Mm-hmm. And the only way that it could be broken is if somebody, the mom especially, is like, okay, I want to start off with my relationship with my daughter. Yeah, we didn't have those many years. Yeah, it was conflict. But now I want to make a change and I want to get clean for her so that we can work on it.
I feel like you brought up a good point, generational curse, and I strongly believe in that. And I feel like that plagues a lot of people, and unfortunately in the Black community too, where you have absent fathers, or you have a situation where there's alcoholism or drug addiction, and it perpetuates in the cycle, you know, and then it's like the kids pick it up, and then the kids are that way, and then their grandkids, and it just keeps going until somebody breaks the curse and decides to go a different direction. And I feel like when I was watching, I think I said to one of y'all, I was like, yo, Tommy and her mom, Cassandra, are the same person. Mm-hmm. I mean, Samantha, excuse me. They're the same person. Like, they're the way they talk, like, I don't have a problem. Down to the fact of, like, you know, they're having the same excuses for why they are the way they are. And that you could tell that Tommy gets it from her. And that's probably why she resents her mom so much, because it's like, you made me this way. Mm-hmm. I'm this way because of you. You didn't give me the proper guidance to show me how I could be better. So now I'm taking this from you and I hate you for it, in essence.
Because her mom was like, well, fine then. Don't talk to me, you know, instead of being the mom in that moment and saying, like, look, I understand that I hurt you, but let's work on this. Like, she was like, F you then. Like, you know, it just was back and forth. And I understand where KK was going with this. Mm-hmm. You know, there's always a friend that's trying to mediate the situation, but still, it's just, you may just have to bring it to therapy, hopefully.
Mm-hmm. And then I think it's got to be something where one person can't be forced to go there. I feel like Tommy was forced into that situation to end the meeting. Because obviously, as you can tell by Tommy's attitude, she did not want to mend anything with her mom.
Right.
But I think the mom was willing to, you know, try to figure out how to work things out, but Tommy was just a shut door, down, locked down. Uh-huh. She just wanted nothing. So with that, you can't force it. It's got to be whenever Tommy's ready to, which I don't think she'll be ready anytime soon. But, you know, as age and maturity goes and all that stuff, I think it's just a matter of time.
They grew up together. I mean, she was 17 when she had Tommy.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that's young, obviously. And then you're literally trying to figure out yourself. I don't know Cassandra's, you know, situation with her mom. But, you know, if it was bad or was non-existent, you don't know how to, you know, instill that in your child. And so then again, it goes back to that generational curse type situation.
I just want to know, too, like, how she even was able to be on the show. Like, if they don't have a relationship like that.
Cassandra? How she was
Samantha,
able to?
Yeah.
Oh, I keep calling her Cassandra.
How she was supposed to be on the show. Like, how that was even, how Mona convinced Tommy to bring her mom on the show if they don't have, but you know, probably get a storyline maybe. Right.
Get a storyline, get a check. I mean, there's...
Right, yeah. There's, say, hey, if you come on the show and say this, we'll give you this.
Right.
Money for some liquor. Oh, yeah, I'm down.
yeah, they that liquor. When we see the Waiting to Excel scene, why you roll your eyes?
Nothing, that was, man. It was, it
that was
very,
precious.
Yeah, it was.
That was precious.
Sure was.
Khalil?
I love that movie. Great. That's what we fucking should have opened
Shoo-be-doo.
To. That's what we should have opened to.
Everyone falls. That's what we in love sometimes.
Okay, I hear you.
No, I'm playing. I'm playing. No, for real.
No,
stays off row. Okay,
sorry,
so
we'll close out to it. How about that?
There we do. Close out the shoot. Remember that, Steven. Shoot. Whitney Houston. Okay, so when they do meet up and they're kind of by the bonfire and they're casting there, this was very reminiscent. This whole episode, I feel like this was a good culmination with everything that's been going on. This episode, I feel like she saved all the like soft moments and the somber moments, like all in one episode.
Rashida?
And no, I'm talking about Mona. Mona Scott. Yeah. And I was like, oh, we're gonna put them all in one episode. And then we're all sitting there. Yeah. And I remember going to like back in the day, going to like Christian camps, and like you're like, what do you want to get rid of? I want to get rid of da-da-da-da or whatever, you know. And then you throw it in the fire and it's like it's cast away, right. You know. So it was kind of that situation, which, you know. It's a healing thing, you know, for mm-hmm. them. But Sierra throws in a weave.
she was like, girl, this weave is going in there. I will not, in the name of, I will
still,
not remember
she's still
this
mad.
Ever that's, again.
She's still mad.
That's the one I was like, really? Y'all gonna open with that? You could have cut that and put that somewhere else.
But my question like, is, she throw away the weave in the bonfire, but when the reunion comes, is it gonna be... Did you let it go, or are you gonna throw them paws on her?
Oh,
she's gonna throw them paws on her. You throw the weave, like that's you're still mad.
Yeah. Of course,
that's not a, I'm letting this go. That's I'm being petty.
Yeah, this is because she said quietly, she's like, oh, it's her lace front, it was terrible. Da, 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 da. I'm gonna throw it in there. Like, come on,
yes, honey, get rid of that weave.
Carly, she throws in a ring box, she talks about, you know. The fake proposals and, like, you know, the things that she's had with Manny. She talks about, you know, also, you know, having to drink herself to sleep. 4 shots, she said, a night. Which is sad, you know? Like...
It is. Like, I remember a time when I was coming up and not to put... There was a family member that I had, and she actually shared that only way she can go to sleep is if mm-hmm. she takes a few shots. At mm-hmm. the time, I didn't understand it. So, mm-hmm. but now looking at it on TV and listening to her say it, it's mm-hmm. like, wow, that person really was going through it. So I'm gonna probably give them a phone call, you know, later on or something.
Oh,
know?
There you go.
Check in the room or not, you know? But I'm just saying, cry, you know, that's just like. That's just actually real.
Right. It's sad, like mental depression and things like that.
It's not
like,
a joke.
And all this money, all this attention doesn't make it worse.
Anything.
It just makes it worse,
media,
too.
Yeah, absolutely.
You
absolutely.
Know, people just like dragging her on social media, judging anything she wears. You know, it's like she has a scope on her at all times. So.
Side note, we know, you know, Carly's been with a lot of characters on, you know, different shows throughout the seasons. Coming up, she's with Caesar. That's her dude. And for those of you that follow Black Ink, you would have seen that towards the end of the season, we see Caesar with Carly.
Inside
the
sauna.
Yeah. He's opening up a shot. We see him open up a shot in Atlanta, and Carly's his friend. Yeah. And they go to a sauna, which I didn't, that was like, I want to show you Atlanta. He's like, why you take me to a sauna? Well, because, you know, like, like, what? But see, that's Carly. That's what I'm saying. And then, you know, of course, they, whatever, do what they do. And so now we see, you know, that's her man now. And so, and currently, isn't she dating Caesar currently?
Yeah, there was an interview that dropped about a month or a few weeks ago. Mm-hmm. And it was just her and Caesar sitting down just talking about their relationship. So remember during this episode, Carly always said the first 6 months are always good. I'm interested to seeing what's going to go down after the
so what
first
is this, month
6
three?
Months. Might be.
Well, no, it's got to be. Maybe. If she
because
was...
Think about it. If they were taping this back in, like, you know, November, December, around there, it's probably approaching that time soon.
Okay, so we're at the 6-month mark.
So we're going to find out.
See what's up.
All right.
Yeah. Okay. So, but yeah, she throws in a ring box with, was there a ring still? No. Mm-hmm. Was it a fake ring? It was a fake ring that, gave to
life.
Her. Life. Life
must
gave her.
Be. Yeah.
Who actually was married.
When there's someone right. you can secretly understand. Despite the, my wife okay. at home. Must be nice.
I just never understood the three grays on his beard. That's the thing that got me.
With you know him.
That. The three grays.
We got something good at home. Got your beard.
That's what God was like, life, cut that mess off. Because yeah. that's, you know, if you put some Stay-Soft Pro in it, then it probably wouldn't have been as bad.
And we go to our sponsorship.
Way to bring it full circle.
Just saying. So, yeah, Bammy throws in an empty box because, you know, pretty on the outside, but empty on the inside.
That was sad.
Yeah. I don't know.
That
I
was poetic.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Poetic.
She can't say that because I think she's as to blame, too, as much as Scrap is.
In their situation?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think they just don't go together. I think yeah, they don't go together at all.
I
either of them.
They did.
Either. She's yeah, they just don't go together.
The Bam, I could smash and play ball with, you know what I'm saying? I love that line.
Yo, that's real.
But it
that's
was
real, right?
That's real, though.
Compton. You know, she raps Compton. She got the, yeah. She from Compton. She
but
from
it
Compton.
Was real with
shout
Tammy,
out.
Too.
That was, yeah, yeah. That was
like when Tammy
pretty.
Brought that up. Like,
the journal.
Yeah.
That's a female one, yeah. then.
Because, yeah. like, you know, when you are dating somebody, mm-hmm. you have to always make sure that you do... you know, make time for yourself and the things that you love and the things you're passionate about because mm-hmm. it is easy to fall into what they're doing
right.
and to get kind of just like really distracted and then mm-hmm. once things go left or right, then you kind of feel like, where do I go at this moment? What am I supposed to do? Because you kind of were putting your all in the relationship.
Mm-hmm.
But if you put your all in both or you're able to like balance it, then things just kind of go, you know, you can put your energy into what you got going rather than just, oh, I just have this guy here.
Absolutely.
What do I have going
Absolutely.
On the side?
Absolutely.
What can distract me when things are like
sure.
kind of, you know, going this way and that way?
Oh, most definitely. Most definitely.
So that was real. I think a lot of girls can attest to that.
Or Rashida threw in a diamond necklace. Like she
the sorry party.
You can tell that he got money. Right.
She's like
you can tell I'm broke because I was like, oh, what you doing?
Diamond necklace.
You could have pawned it.
Can you imagine being in production being like, all right, cut.
It's hot. Give it
to me.
I can keep this right. It's still good.
I got it.
It's still good.
She didn't let it go, right? Finders keepers. Yo, she did. Yes, yeah, cause you can tell they got money. But yeah, that was from the Sorry Party. Was that the one Bobby Valentino sang at? I think it came out of the woodworks.
Tell me.
Man, there was a few Sorry
yeah,
parties.
Yeah,
know,
but that yeah, it was a Sorry. Or that was well, yeah.
That
there
was just embarrassing.
Yeah, it was. I've never seen that before. Heard of that Sorry Party?
Kirk is a yeah. damn fool. He
Which
always,
two? Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, he always has to like make it. Public thing like mm-hmm. I want to show my love publicly so here like
this reminds me of New York when Rich Dollaz mm-hmm. had to publicly say sorry
oh,
to
yeah.
Not
yeah,
Amina,
his baby mama
no it was Tara
Tara because
yeah.
he's
well, not
done
the El Toritos.
So much
Peter
yeah.
Guns
to her
yeah.
you know
yes.
in the public eye he
right.
felt he needed to so maybe that's what he kind of felt like,
but then it's like you can't, but and then you still don't. That's the thing. You do this publicly, and then you still mess up.
Then
Peter still messed up,
right?
Obviously, you know Kirk messed up.
You
see a trend
publicly.
In the Love and Hip Hop cast members,
right?
Yeah.
You apologize publicly, and then you continuously embarrass me publicly.
Right.
So what is that?
When a woman's fed up.
Oh, man. I love
no,
that.
There actually is a clip going around. The caption is when a woman's fed up and she's just venting about how she took the guy back and he did it again and he took the guy back again and he did it again. And she's just literally exploding, just going off.
Oh, really?
So I guess that relates to, you know, all this malarkey
I
here.
I don't know.
Malarkey.
Malarkey.
You shenanigans.
Shenanigans. Damn it, guys!
More
golly! Mimi threw in the sex tape DVD.
Her life is
and a she said, did she say, a blouse when I was still. She said, wait, that's what I was trying to understand. Did y'all catch this?
No.
She said, it was three things. I only got two of them. It was the DVD. Mm-hmm. And then it was, she said, I saw this shirt. I was wearing this shirt when I saw Nico. Like, did she say that? Is that what she said?
The day that I signed the papers.
Oh, is that what it was? Oh, yeah, okay, the day she signed the papers.
I mean, he ruined her life.
Bad.
And then had the nerve to embarrass her with having a hidden wife.
Let's not say ruined. He made her life take a detour.
she has some to blame, though, because she kept going along with the,
that's true.
It wasn't in the suitcase, blah, blah, blah. What type of stupid story was that? We was not believing that.
Well, she probably made a tape or whatever, and she was cool with it. And then he was just like brainwashing her and telling her
he kept talking
it'll be good for money.
He's
that
intelligent.
It'll be good for money.
He's that good.
You really want to?
We're talking about
he can
Nico here, right?
Stevie J ain't paying no child support, so is either this or keep relying
dude,
on him?
Okay. This dude.
I'm serious. We need to make the sex
tape. Can you be brainwashed?
Women really can be. Not me, but I'm saying women really can be. Like,
okay.
You know, she,
I feel like Mimi.
Male after male?
Yeah, that's.
All right.
It was a bad situation all the way. She should have never been with him in the first place. But then she, like I said, went along with the lie and stuff to kind of cover up. And I think she was just really embarrassed by the whole situation.
Yeah, hell yeah.
And just felt like this dude plagued me. And so in her mind, she's like, well, at least let me get paid and then sign mm-hmm. that paperwork so she could at least, mm-hmm. I'm embarrassed now, it's out there. Let me at least get a check, you know, and that's kind of what she did. But in the same token, like she said, you know, at the bonfire, like, yo, I got to tell my daughter at some point and, you know, that this is what happened.
Like, burning a DVD ain't going to make it any better. It's still
symbolic,
out there.
Symbolic.
Shout out to Misha C in the chat room. Mimi burned the sex tape like it was going to burn off the internet.
Okay. Exactly. Shout out,
it was
symbolic. Misha.
It was symbolic. Or she wanted it to be symbolic. It was a symbolic
thing.
Yeah, I get it. Yeah.
Because Kim K's sex
watch
tape.
It tonight.
Yeah.
You said you still can watch it.
You gonna buy some shower rods afterwards?
Some shower rods.
This too.
Shower rods went up. Price.
All right. I saw it too. Did you see Mimi's face in it the whole time? She looks so mad. Oh,
she should.
Y'all gonna
be
leave me hanging?
Oh, you talking about
the only one that's seen it?
Oh, you talking about the sex tape? Oh no, she looked like she was enjoying it to me.
No, she looked.
I don't even
want to do it, but I'm just saying, aggravation.
She looked aggravated.
Y'all in the chat, I know y'all saw the.
I know
y'all
saw
it. To me, it looked like she was enjoying that shit.
She looked mad in the sex tape, or she looked mad in the bonfire scene.
No, mad in the sex tape.
I didn't watch the sex tape, but I don't really.
I did hear though that char rods, like when it first came out, like went way up or something. Like everybody was.
I don't know how true that was. I'm like,
that's what
how many different companies make shower rods?
Yeah,
like,
that's what I heard.
Count every company.
I think it was like Home Depot or something said it was a spike. No, for real. I heard it was like Home Depot or one of the like that sells them.
Lowe's or something.
Yeah,
like
there was a spike.
Let's
in
be
it.
Honest. That's not a terrible idea. Yeah. Like a shower rod. Like okay, yeah, hang on the shower rod.
Right.
And I'm terrible.
Not
I remember the memes and the vines, though. I remember all of them.
You get a good one. You ever been in a hotel where they got the curved shower rod? The one that curves?
The metal one.
Thank you. You know what I'm talking about.
She done did it before.
You know what I'm talking about. That's not a bad idea.
Don't use the plastic one.
Whoa. It's your day. Whoa.
So I'm talking about the curves.
When
you got the hot water going on, the sheet don't.
I got you. No, I got you. I know what you're talking about.
Exactly. It's not a bad idea.
Yeah.
And the tape wasn't bad.
Yeah.
My opinion.
Overall, I think this was an emotional episode. It was definitely a detour from the standard ratchetness that we're used to on this show, in my opinion.
Bring me the ratchetness.
Yeah, you want the ratchetness to come back. You don't want nobody to be emotional or nothing. You don't want no real feelings. Anybody got any quotables? Because I got one.
Yeah, I got two.
What you got?
From the Jocelyn in the same scene once again.
Uh-huh.
You are like a dog. You carry the bone back and forth. I thought that was cold.
That was cold.
And then when Carly got up to leave, he said, "Bitch, you look a mess."
That's so bad. That's so bad.
Man,
that's
so she just bad. Comes at it.
She's
yeah.
Not, she's just, yeah.
Funny.
Mine also comes from that scene.
Yeah.
When Jocelyn gave us these famous lines.
Yeah.
You are the mouth of the South.
Mm-hmm.
Dot, dot, dot. Both ways.
Both ways.
That was great.
That was bad.
That was great.
That was, yeah, she came for it.
I'm going to tweet that.
She came for it. Do you have one, Trinae?
I have one. Is he going to take a DNA? Like, is he going to take a pill or something?
Oh, is he going to take a DNA?
Is he going to take a DNA?
Take the DNA? You going to take it? With some water?
You know you need this DNA.
A glass of water, take that DNA.
I'm going to take the DNA.
Mine take comes it. From the same scene, but it's actually Carly Red, and she was like, something about, like, what do you think you can? Because I can!
That's because on my I sheet. Can. That's on my sheet. Because I can!
Because I can. It was like, wait, what? That's your comeback? Because I can! Oh, Carly Red, bless her
that
heart.
That was good.
Bless her heart.
That was so good.
Yeah, well, she, you know, we'll see in the next episode, you know, she got, you know, new love. Mm-hmm. With mm-hmm. We'll see what happens with Caesar. That.
That's great.
She was Caesar, like, you want to play and you want to have Tommy all up in the mix?
Yeah.
This is Caesar. Barf 2.5.
Like, what? Caesar?
Like, yeah, Young Jock's like, you're going to invite me here?
Right.
Like,
why would I be here? I just got my perm redone.
Because I can.
Oh, man. Ladies and gentlemen, that's been our show. We want to thank you so much for tuning in. Back to the regularly scheduled ratchetness next week, I'm sure. Also, I'll be doing a campaign for Stay Soft Row, so make sure you tune in for that. Man, I'm telling you, like, yo, for real, in the comments, if you remember Stay Soft Row, I'm going to pull it up for y'all. I'm going to show y'all what it is. Okay. Stay Soft Row, it was magical back in the day when I needed to pick out my hair, and it worked because, you know, my mom said I had cook-a-bubs. And so,
moving on.
But anyway.
Trinae Todd. Twitter and Instagram.
They'll be cutting me off. I'm giving my infomercial. Anyway, I'm Lim Gonzalez. You can find me at The Poet Saint all day, every day. Check out my website, stayonthemic.com. Trizzy.
And, you know, you can find me on Twitter and Instagram at your girl Trinae. Let's get it. Let's talk. Follow me.
Let's
follow
get
me.
It,
follow me.
It,
follow
let's
me.
Get it, let's get it. 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 Let it rain.
Clear it out.
Oh, let it rain.
Khalil Boo Boo.
Khalil Boo Boo. At Khalil Boo Boo, Twitter and Instagram. Holla at me.
Jimmy V at Be Your Own Dad. Check the blog, Be Your Own Dad at blogspot.com.
I do it because you do it.
That's what I'm saying. Like, you got to get your own thing.
I need something. I
mean, word. That's it. I don't know what happened to our outro music. Steven, you still there?
Is he asleep?
Steven does a lot. He probably had to step out real quick. There we go. Hey.
Okay. This is our outro.
This is our outro music.
Lay back.
What the mind? There it is. All right, y'all. Until next week, we will see you. Until then, peace.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.